Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Tuesday the 15th of February 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Mobile World Congress kicked off yesterday to a fanfare and trumpets and huzzah, well done. Loads and loads of handsets were of course on offer. Motorola brought out the Atrix 4G. It was a 4-inch high-res screen which looked very, very forgettable and had a load of features that I couldn't even be bothered to work my way through. So we'll see where that one goes. And Samsung released the Galaxy S4G. Allegedly it's coming out on February the 23rd and it's going to cost you $150 in your subscription plans. Unfortunately, you're going to be stuck to T-Mobile, however. It'll ship with Android 2.2 on it, but just like frozen yogurt, don't expect it to go anywhere because Samsung haven't got a good reputation for updates, just like Motorola. Now, if you bought a Galaxy Tab and you were told that 7 inches was plenty and you find out that it wasn't, then fear not, because Samsung have released the 10.1-inch Galaxy Tab. It comes with Honeycomb on it and a whole load of very impressive specs, including Nvidia's Tegra 2 chipset and a 1280 by 800 screen. It comes in 16 or 32 gig models and it's got Wi-Fi and 3G support, of course. If it's as big a turd as the last one, I won't be getting one though. ViewSonic released the V350. It was a very forgettable looking handset as well. It was a bit more oval, a bit more Palm Pre-ish. 3.5-inch touchscreen. It too shipped with Froyo, and I'm not sure whether ViewSonic are any good at updates for the Android platform. And it had no price or availability on it, so you've got to look at that one with a bit of scepticism. HTC had a few press problems because they've leaked some pictures. The Facebook-loving phones are now out there, unquote, Engadget. There's a phone that's shown on Engadget that's carrying a Facebook logo and it's got the chin as well, Will. It looks very nice, but there's no prices and there's not even a name for it yet. And the one that has got the name is the HTC Revolver. It's a flagship phone for HTC, allegedly, and it's coming on AT&T, allegedly. It's also running Honeycomb, which is very interesting considering that Google only a week ago said that Honeycomb was only going to be for tablets, it was never going to come to cell phones. It seems like someone's had a hacking session over the weekend, or this is complete BS. Windows Phone 7 future was revealed yesterday. Steve Ballmer stood up with phone director Joe Bellifiore and explained what you're going to get from Windows 7 for the coming year. You're going to get copy and paste, isn't that a relief? You're also going to get multitasking and support for third-party applications as well, with a web browser which is based on the platform for IE9. Oh, isn't that fantastic? It still looks like a pile of crap. But it'll have plenty of places to stuff it because the link-up between Microsoft and Nokia is purely for the purposes of throwing out Windows Phone 7 on one of the largest cell phone producers in the world. Apparently as well, Microsoft are paying billions for the privilege of including it on the Nokia platform. So maybe a Nokia might have a little bit longer to go. Unfortunately, Windows 7 probably hasn't. Now, Apple's always notoriously absent from Mobile World Congress, but their absence hasn't stopped them from overshadowing it, of course. People are suggesting that there's going to be a new iPhone Nano coming out. There's also reports that there's going to be a bigger iPhone with a 5-inch screen on it. And there's also suggestions that there are 3 iPhones in development at the moment and that they'll be out in the summer and there'll be 3 different flavours. We'll have to wait and see. However, the daily trial has been extended to the end of February. The application that was on the iPad that was supposed to be the next big thing has had its trial extended, which means that no one's buying it. So they're trying to see if a few more people will have a go before they shut it down completely. Oh, what a shame. A court has confirmed that your IP address is not a person. In summing up on the copyright infringement pay-up letter case, so-called, the UK judge has said that just because some lawyer cites an internet protocol address where illegal file sharing may have taken place, that doesn't mean that the subscriber living there necessarily did the dirty deed or is responsible for the others who may have done it. So if you've got an open Wi-Fi, you haven't got liability for it in the UK. Huzzah! Google has rolled out a Chrome extension that lets you block sites from your search results. If you've got particular sites where you don't want certain results from because of children and that kind of stuff, then you can specifically block them. Particularly Google's aiming at the content farms that are clogging us all up. Well done, Google. Porsche has unveiled a full electric Boxster E. It's a drop-top electric vehicle that looks absolutely stunning. There was a picture of it on Engadget and a big launch thing yesterday as well. It's modelled on the 918 Spider, and of course this is only a prototype, but they are saying that this will go into production and it'll be a reasonably priced Porsche. Whatever a reasonably priced Porsche is, I'm not entirely sure. A Harvard professor has created a paper accelerometer. Now, it says paper in inverted commas, so I'm not sure what that means. But basically, it means that the device works like an accelerometer with a carbon bridge that stretches and changes its resistivity. I don't know if that's an actual word, as the device is accelerated. They're saying it could be used in a lot of ways. However, it could lead to inexpensive medical testing equipment. When the medical industry gets hold of it, it won't be cheap anymore. At the moment, they're suggesting that the device will cost about 4 cents. So that'll be about $40 by the time they're finished. Art Lebedev has come out with a fantastic concept, disposable drives. They're called the Fleshkus, and they come on a perforated sheet, and you rip them off, use them, and then you can shred them afterwards because they're made out of paper. They can do up to 8 or 16 gig versions. What a great idea, except it's just a design, nothing more. And finally, the Gamerator is an arcade cabinet that comes with a built-in beer tap and a refrigerator behind it. It's $3,500, but I'd certainly want one regardless. You can have two-player mode as well, but there's only one beer tap, so you'll have to play for more than bragging rights when it comes down to your Space Invaders. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll see you tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. And don't forget, you can watch Jeopardy tonight and watch the IBM Watson computer take on the Jeopardy champions. Should be a really good piece of nerdy tech viewing TV. Well done. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.